Good Friday morning, everyone. My name is Will Harris, and I'm a member at Oakland Church of Christ here in Athens. I appreciate you joining me this morning. This week, we're kicking the year off by talking about the goals and changes we want to make this year, call them resolutions or whatever you like. This week, though, we're not focused just on the goals themselves, but what happens when we fail and don't keep them. My experience with New Year's resolutions is that usually I let them fall by the wayside by around March, and then I just get discouraged and consider just giving them up. Now, for some resolutions, that may not be the end of the world, but I'm talking about the important ones. These are the ones where we're trying to improve ourselves spiritually, either by doing more in the kingdom or letting go of some of the old habits that we need to do away with. We can fail at our resolutions for all kinds of reasons. Often it's our own fault as we give in to a moment of weakness, temptation, fear, or doubt. Other times we find ourselves with setbacks to where we want to be through no fault of our own, but simply through circumstance. We've looked at several people in the Bible this week who run the gamut of scenarios where they found themselves facing challenges and setbacks, sometimes through no fault of their own, and sometimes through their own doing. This morning, I want to finish by looking at two of Jesus' apostles, Peter and Judas. Now, the events we want to discuss for both of them are centered around Jesus' death. And we read numerous instances of where the leading Jews tried to capture and even kill Jesus, but were thwarted throughout his ministry. Judas, though, thought he saw an opportunity here to make a little extra side money. We read in Luke 22, starting in verse 3, "Then Satan entered into Judas called Iscariot, who was of the number of the 12. He went away and conferred with the chief priests and officers, how he might betray him to them. And they were glad and agreed to give him money. So he consented and sought an opportunity to betray him to them in the absence of a crowd. So for what ended up being 30 pieces of silver, Judas agreed to help the Jews capture Jesus. Now, I don't claim to understand Judas' whole thought process, but I know that Judas saw Jesus perform some incredible miracles. And based on his response after Jesus is captured, I think it's at least possible that Judas didn't really think anything bad would happen to Jesus. It kind of seems like he thought Jesus would just miraculously evade them like he had in the past, or overcome them somehow. It just doesn't seem to have occurred to him that Jesus would willingly let himself be taken. Let's read now in Matthew 27 some of the saddest verses in the Bible. "Then Judas, his betrayer, seeing that he had been condemned, was remorseful and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, 'I have sinned by betraying innocent blood.' And they said, 'What is that to us? You see to it.'" And then maybe the most tragic part here, verse 5, "Then he threw down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself." Here we have a man who had totally and utterly failed. He had allowed a moment of greed to drive him to betray his friend and Lord, Jesus. The tragic part here, though, is that he saw no hope and no way out. Despite hearing 3 years' worth of Jesus' teaching, he didn't see any way that he could be forgiven or move on from his betrayal, so he decided to take his own life. Now let's switch men for a minute and talk about Peter. Peter didn't betray Jesus to the Jews for money. Nevertheless, he did betray Jesus during his time of trial. As Jesus and his apostles had kept the Passover supper earlier that night, Jesus told Peter that before the rooster crowed, he would deny Jesus 3 times. Now, Peter, of course, denied that he would ever do such a thing. Of course, he had no idea at the time what the events of the rest of the night would be. Jesus was captured by the Jews and led away later that night for questioning at the high priest's residence. Peter followed at a distance. As he was standing in the courtyard around a fire, one of the people noticed his accent and asked Peter if he was one of Jesus' disciples. Peter denied knowing Jesus, perhaps out of fear or maybe even embarrassment. They asked him again twice more, and twice more he denied him. Let's read in Luke 22. "But Peter said, 'Man, I do not know what you are talking about.' And immediately while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the saying of the Lord, how he said to him, 'Before the rooster crows today, you will deny me 3 times.' And he went out and wept bitterly." Now here's the crucial difference between these two men. Judas could not overcome his guilt and find forgiveness from Jesus. Peter was terribly remorseful for his betrayal, but he was able to pick himself up and move past this low point. Peter was able to find forgiveness and go on to become a rock in the early church. And I think the application here is clear. No matter what we've done, how miserably we've failed, there's always hope if we won't turn our back on God and His mercy and forgiveness. Let's go into the new year determined to be better Christians this year than we've ever been. Let's grow in the Word, in our love for each other, and our love for God. Let's resolve to put to death the old man. And when we find we're not where we want to be, let's pick ourselves up and keep pressing forward. Thanks for joining me this morning, and each morning this week. I invite you to join us at Oakland Church of Christ anytime you have the chance. Until then, y'all have a great weekend.